Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life, speaking to you from Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm at EWTN today and tomorrow. We at Priests for Life are so excited about this announcement today from the Trump administration, specifically through the Department of Health and Human Services, that is another pro-life advance. And I'm getting communications all day long from pro-life activists, from so many of you, from our clergy, all of whom are saying that they are so encouraged by this. And I want to give you just a little bit more information. I did an announcement earlier, but a little bit more information and detail about what this is all about. The Trump administration is completely committed to advancing the dignity of human life and the protection of the most vulnerable human beings, the children yet unborn. And yet we know that the abortion industry receives both money and incentives for abortion by knowing that aborted fetal tissue, the body parts of babies and other kinds of fetal tissue obtained from abortion are in fact used for research. Now, if something is as evil as the killing of a baby, you don't want to incentivize that in any way. Furthermore, you don't want to use the fruits of an evil act, as we've always taught in basic morality. The use of the fruit of a sin is itself sinful. Now, the government therefore does not want to be entangled with the abortion industry, and this is yet another of many steps that the Trump administration has taken to disentangle the government, disentangle your tax money and mine from any involvement at all with the abortion industry, and in this case, with the use of human tissue obtained through elective abortion. So, a number of things were announced today. First of all, contracts between government scientists and other institutions and agencies involved in research have been under review, have been under audit by the government to make sure that they comply with ethical and moral standards. And one of those contracts expired today, and that is with the University of California in San Francisco. And it's not going to be renewed. That was part of the announcement today. The reason it's not going to be renewed, again, is that they are using human tissue obtained from elective abortion. But that's not all there is to today's announcement. A number of other factors are in place. Any new research involving government scientists will in fact not be started if it's going to involve, if the proposal is to involve such the use of such human tissue from aborted babies. So stopping this existing contract and refusing to initiate new contracts that involve that kind of research. Now, there are also research projects involving government funding, but not government scientists. And those are under a different set of rules. The Department of HHS doesn't have the authority simply to unilaterally stop those projects. Instead, there's a provision by Congress. There's law that exists that says what you do in those cases. And essentially what was announced today is that any of these contracts involving other scientists, but that look for government funding, are going to be carefully reviewed according to the provisions of the law, which call for an ethics advisory board if the administration has ethical concerns, which of course it does when it comes to using the tissue of aborted babies. The ethical advisory board will be convened and will look into the provisions of that research. And before approving a renewal of government funding, we'll have to make a recommendation based on those ethical concerns. So in other words, this is a way to use existing law to discourage and prevent research projects using this kind of tissue. And then two other things were announced. First of all, that there would be new regulations developed. So in addition to the review by ethics advisory boards and their recommendations, new regulations would be developed, again, to strengthen the protections for any research using human tissue. Research on animals is subject to more robust regulation than that on human tissue. And finally, incentivizing research on alternatives. Previous administrations did not do this. The Trump administration is saying, look, we want to provide encouragement, incentives, funding for scientists that want to find ethical alternatives to using human fetal tissue and especially tissue from aborted babies in this kind of corrupt research. Let's encourage those who can find alternate ethical ways of doing these things, because obviously the administration and the pro-life movement and the church are not opposed to research. We are not opposed to medical progress. Of course we're not. We want it to advance. But research has to advance in ethical ways. And that's one of the key things that the administration has announced today. We are grateful. We are receiving a lot of grateful response. And I want you, brothers and sisters, to express your gratitude to the administration by your comments on this particular broadcast. And so that we can let them know that we are indeed very, very happy about all these advances. Bottom line, you worked hard, so many of you, to elect President Trump because you believed that he would fulfill his promises about pro-life. He is fulfilling those promises every day. This is another example of it, and it should incentivize and motivate us to make sure we do everything possible for his re-election. Make sure we do everything possible to continue the pro-life progress of this administration. So to President Trump and to his team, to the Department of Health and Human Services and its team, thank you. Thank you from all of us for this step and this announcement today. Thank you from all of us for your commitment to the dignity and sanctity of life, especially our most vulnerable brothers and sisters, the children in the womb. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. God bless you all.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.